Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Held. We are the perfect blend of Saints sincerity and stupidity.
Dave, are the Saints ever going to play a football game where the referees are not apologizing to us after the game?
No, at this point, it doesn't seem very likely, does it, Ralph? Does it? It doesn't seem very likely that we're ever going to get a goddamn officiating crew that knows what they're doing and doesn't up.
And now, here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, everybody, welcome to a Sunday edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. I hope you had as lovely a weekend as me. I went to New Orleans. I got drunk. I ate crawfish. I got more drunk. It was fantastic. Dave said he was exhausted. So, Dave, I cut you a new, brand new, special open just for you to try to fire you up for tonight's show. Did you enjoy that?
I did. It sounds funnier with the when you bleep out the cursing for some reason.
Why? Why is that? That's always – that is 100% certainty on everything.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, a woman looks sexier wearing a bikini than if she's naked. I think it's like the same kind of thing. It's the, you know, it's what you can't see or what you don't hear, and it leaves it up to your imagination. And usually your imagination is even funnier than the real thing, or sexier than the real thing, I guess, in the case of the woman in the bikini.
Well, I hope our voices are sexy, because I think I finally conquered the banana meter stereo issue that we've been having. So
why would you even say that?
Jinx it? Maybe. Yeah. Probably sounds
like
we're talking about
I like your new headphone, Andrew. You sound great.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not just patronizing me? Do you really feel that way?
You sound great. The opening sounded terrible. The opening sounded like it was recorded in a can, a tin can.
Yeah, but that was the old era. That was the old audio. In fact, Ralph should start recording new opens now that we have good sounding headsets.
Yeah, we should.
My wife
to recut the open in the stereophonic joyous.
I feel like this is only going to last a week until Skype gets the coronavirus, though.
A week?
This will be short-lived. Yeah, we might not get through halfway through this episode, yeah.
Speaking of patrons, Dave has completed the order for the new Crew to Taste Some Cup, so that's getting shipped to me. So every patron that is a $10
probably getting shipped to you this week coming up. So
yeah,
let's go.
So every
you'll probably have it by Friday.
Every patron that is a $10 level, either new or current, you get the Crew to Taste Some Cup.
My wife
will ship that to you on April 1st, and it will get to you. So become a $10 patron if you're not, because it's awesome. So the Saints, speaking of Taysom Hill, segue, Dave, they made it official. They did the first-round tender on him, which didn't surprise anybody. But I just want to take a moment to think about and acknowledge the insanity that the dude who Andrew texted me, who the fuck is number 7 on kickoffs in 2017? That dude went from the Green Bay fucking practice squad to ex-quarterback covering kickoffs. And in 3 years, the Saints tendered him at the first round level because they're afraid to lose him, and he may or may not be their future at quarterback. It's the right move to tender him at the first round level. I think we can get to that in a second. But just the insanity of that happening is pretty crazy town.
It's a feel-good story, and when the Saints go to the Super Bowl this year, it's a story that you're gonna hear incessantly in those 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. It's going to be Taysom mania. And all you're going to keep hearing about is how Taysom just worked his way all the way up to starting quarterback of the New Orleans Saints.
Andrew, was there ever a doubt in your mind when you heard the news? Were you even slightly surprised that they did the first round tender?
No. I mean, I didn't know when the announcement was going to be made.
Peyton said they were using the – literally said we're going to use the first round tender on him.
Agreed. I guess like the only thing that I could have happened was that before they tendered him, they signed him to a long-term deal, which I didn't expect to happen. But that was the only other scenario that was even plausible in my mind. So didn't surprise me whatsoever. I mean, it is the first domino of this offseason. So from here, it's just a question of do they work out a long-term deal? And it sounds like they're trying to do that. It sounds like they're trying to get that figured out before he even hits restricted free agency. But assuming they don't work out a deal, then it would just be, does another team sign him to an offer sheet and risk a first-round pick? I have a hard time. I mean, I've said this many times now on the podcast, but I have a hard time seeing that happen. So I think worst-case scenario, he ends up signing this tender, and that's the deal he plays on this year.
So, and you know, Andrew's audio now is, to me, it sounds like you ever like going like on a helicopter ride and you've got the headsets because the helicopter's so loud and it's like the closed circuit audio where it's like that's how you talk to the person sitting next to you, like through the microphone into the headsets. Like that's what Andrew sounds like.
So is that good or bad?
I don't know. I don't really know. But it's,
I mean,
it sounds clear. It sounds clear. It's just like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm sitting next to you on a helicopter and you're telling me about things that are 30,000 feet below us.
I mean,
I guess I'm going to have to listen afterwards to see what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. Have you ever taken a helicopter ride and you wear the headphones and you like talk to the person?
I don't know that I have. If I did, it was when I was very young.
Or like a NASCAR. It kind of sounds like you're talking to the pit crew.
God willing, I will never step in a helicopter my entire life. Like, I am deathly afraid of them.
But they you guys told me this was better. Are you changing your tune?
No, it sounds fine on my end, but a lot of times, as veteran listeners of this podcast know, I'll be like, the audio's great, and then it's worse than a tin can. It's like two hobos underwater with tin cans. So who knows? Hopefully in the chat room.
You guys got me nervous. A little nervous.
Yeah. So before we go any further, I got to do this because I'm very excited. We have a new sponsor that is spectacular, guys.
Ooh,
we are
really.
I'm incredibly excited about it. With home security, there's two ways to go about protecting your home. There's the traditional way, a dog and a handgun, where you wait weeks for the technician to show up, and a messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's the other way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in home security system. It's award-winning protection. Two-time award winner of CNET Editor's Choice Award, SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in safety. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home with entry, motion, glass break sensors guard inside. You barely notice it's there. What's truly remarkable is you can set up the system all by yourself. Anybody can do it, even me. It takes 30 minutes to an hour tops, and there's absolutely no trade-offs to your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice 24/7, and it's only 50 cents
a day. You can't even feed a starving child for that with no contracts. That's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. Go to simplisafe.com/team today, and you get free shipping and a 60-day free trial. You got nothing to lose. Make sure you go to simplisafe.com/team, simplisafe.com/team. We're excited about them. They're going to be really cool. They're going to be sponsoring for the next couple months. Hopefully, they stay the entire year.
That wasn't even difficult, and you had a hard time with it.
Well,
Dave, you're going to be reading that next week.
Dude, Dave, I meant to send that to you early, but I totally forgot when we did Andrew's mic check before the show. So, but Andrew, the thing about Taysom Hill is if – let's assume the CBA – for the players doesn't get done, because it seems to me like it's leaning no. So I'm going to say it doesn't get done. With Taysom,
you think the players voted down?
I think they're going to vote it down. I think it's going to be close, but I think they're going to vote it down. So let's say
the NFLPA seems convinced they're going to vote yes.
Okay. Well, maybe did something change today that I missed?
No, nothing's changed. It's just, I don't know. I feel like the NFLPA, when they submitted it to the players, and obviously, why would they say otherwise? But they said they were confident it was going to get approved.
Okay, so maybe my worst case scenario is really, really unlikely. Like, it's going to get approved, and they're going to have cap space. Loomis is going to have all his tools to do Loomis math and make it work, and it's just no big deal.
Well, I think it's going to be close. I mean, if you look at the NFLPA, I think it was voted – there was 11 people voting and 6-5 voted in favor. So that was really close. And when they pulled the 32 team reps, it was 16-15 and then one abstained. So both votes passed by one. So I think it was very close. But I think when we read online and we see these things on ESPN and everything – you're hearing from all the star players that don't want it, and they all want to vote no. But what we're not hearing from is the majority of the league, which is the guys on minimum salaries, and that's like 50% of the league, and that's 50% of the voting pool. So, and I think for those guys, expanded rosters, increased minimums, more practice squad spots, like that, those are all things that are going to extend those guys' careers, and I just think they're all going to vote yes. And we're not hearing about those guys because they don't have the platform, and they don't have the influence maybe. But I really do think, I mean, I think it's going to be close, but I do think it'll get approved. Now, I could be wrong, but I guess we'll see. But obviously, it getting approved is the best case scenario if you're a Saints fan, if you're Mickey Loomis, because right now the Saints are one of the lowest in terms of cap room. And what you want Mickey Loomis to be able to do is cap shenanigans with Drew Brees' contract, where he has voidable years. And those are just things he's not going to be able to do if there's no collective bargaining agreement in the future. So I guess we'll wait to hear and see what happens. But if you're a Saints fan and you're Mickey Loomis, you're rooting for this to work out for the simple fact that that will allow the Saints to be more competitive this year.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, Dave. The other thing, last thing on Taysom Hill, Andrew was 100% right early. There's no way they do a long-term deal before March 18th with him.
Right, yeah. I agree.
All right.
No way.
So, another fun thing that happened, and I was fighting with Saints fans on the Twitters before I went to New Orleans for my birthday weekend, Green Bay announced that Jimmy Graham's not going to be back. And I was like, the Saints
come home, baby, come home,
Jimmy Graham home. And people were coming at me saying that's a terrible idea, that I just have nostalgia, blah, blah, blah. First of all, I think it's a fantastic idea.
It's absolutely
the Saints,
nostalgic.
Andrew, have done this all the fucking time. They love to bring back guys. It doesn't necessarily work out, but they do it all the time. Like, it wouldn't be some sort of stunning thing that they brought somebody back.
Yeah, I agree. I want Jimmy Graham to come back.
Dave, do you want Jimmy back?
I think it's mostly nostalgia because, you know, Jimmy is a shell of what he was back in, what was that, 2010, 2011. If he comes back, they're not going to put up the same numbers he was putting up back then. Do I think he could potentially help the offense? Yeah, I think he could. Is he good? He's good. Is he great? No, he's not great. He's good.
But even if he's not good, see, I think we're like Saints fans that are getting all worked up about this. They're seeing this all wrong. Like Drew Brees, this could be it for him. And he's got long history with Jimmy Graham. And if Jimmy Graham scores one time against the Falcons in Atlanta, spikes on the goalpost and gets flagged, it was worth it. Like he could do nothing else the rest of the season. He could be terrible. He could enrage Saints fans, but if he gave us that one moment where we beat the Falcons in Atlanta and he got flagged for that touchdown celebration, to me, it would be all worth it. So when I think about fun and, yeah, there's a small part of me that's like, hey, what if Jared Cook and Jimmy Graham are on the field together at the same time? I still go back to that offense that the Patriots had when Tom Brady was able to utilize Gronk and Aaron Hernandez in their prime. And obviously Jared Cook and Jimmy Graham are not those two players in their prime, but having both of those guys on either sides in the slots, it could be interesting.
I remember Jimmy Graham being old and looking like 100 years old for Green Bay in that playoff game. But then I see the GIF that I put on the live stream card for the show tonight, and it's him dunking the ball in Atlanta, and I just get excited. But Dave, it got me to thinking, the Saints have brought back a ton of guys. Which one has been the best? Because when I did the list of guys they brought back, like, it's a ton of guys. It's Roman Harper, Jari Evans, Jonathan Goodwin, Ben Watson, who am I forgetting?
Roman Harper. Patrick Robinson.
Patrick Robinson.
Robert Meacham.
Robert Meacham.
Right. And you asked this question, and I was initially at a loss. I was like, oh, yeah, Andrew had thrown out all the, you know, the usual suspects, I guess I would say. But then, after a little round of golf or whatever and some thinking about it, I came up with the definitive, the greatest player to ever come back in the Sean Payton era. And that's Dan Morgan. That's Dan Morgan. You'll remember Dan Morgan the first time when he signed up for the Saints and then promptly retired. And then he started feeling good and decided he was going to come back. And so he returned to the Saints. And then he retired again.
He lasted one practice the second time, I think.
Never even played a game for the Saints.
Yeah.
Actually,
so it counts.
You know what the right answer to this question is?
I just gave it
to you. It's probably John Carney, if we're being serious.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right.
No, it's Dan Morgan.
That's a
legitimate
answer.
Oh, my God.
I mean, is it John Carney probably the best rehashed player that Sean Payton's ever brought back?
Realistically, like as a legitimate answer, yes.
I don't know.
All those guys were garbage.
Jari Evans saved their ass, though, in 2016.
Yeah, but don't mistake that with him being good.
It was like Flex Seal in a boat that was sinking, Andrew. You know?
That's true.
Flex Seal isn't great, but if your boat's fucking sinking, you know, it works great. So... But I think either John Carney or Dan Morgan. If I could find a Dan Morgan jersey to give away at the live show that we're planning for the fall, I think that would check every bucket list item of my life. Off.
You'd have to like custom make it on NFLshop.com or whatever.
Speaking of Dan's, you know what's going to happen about 6 weeks into the season. Dan Arnold's going to get cut. Jimmy Graham's going to get injured and put on IR, and the Saints are going to bring back Dan Arnold, and he's going to score a touchdown, and he will move to the top of this list.
That would make Skooks so, so happy. And not to make this show political, but what's going on in politics has made Skooks really sad on the Twitters. And so I am for that, because that would make that would give Skooks a moment of joy that he really needs.
A little olive branch.
Just a little ray of sunshine in his life.
Speaking of olives, Dave, how's your meal plan coming?
I meant to go over there. We were planning on going over there last weekend, but something came up, and so we didn't go. But it's on my radar, and it's
was what came up your hatred of Olive Garden?
No. I think we had dinner plans with another family or something. But I'm thinking of next week, week and a half, or whatever it's going to happen. And meanwhile, Andrew, you can purchase those IPAs and get them ready so you can drink.
Yeah, just to be clear on Jimmy Graham, though, just real quick, like, just be serious. I mean, it would have to be at a low cost. I just want to be clear about that. Like, I don't envision him playing more than maybe 20-30% of the snaps if he makes the team. You know, he would be very much at this stage of his career kind of a role player, you know, that would have specific plays set for him. So, yeah, I mean, we'd be talking about, you know, less than $5 million for one
year.
Dude,
less than three. Like, yeah. I think Jimmy Graham, his question is, it's going to be a question of, for him, for 2020, do I want to play at such a low amount of money? And is it worth my time? And do I care enough to get to make my body ready to play for $3-4 million? Because
to run it back with Drew, he just might. He was close to doing it until the Packers got reckless last time.
And people don't understand and how excited Andrew was for that. There was like a 45-minute window where, or like maybe it was longer, where like that shit was gonna happen. Andrew was so excited on the text messages and the calls that we were having. He might have been more excited about Jimmy Graham than any coming back than any free agent acquisition that I've ever seen him in the time that we've been doing the show. Like, he was that fucking excited about Jimmy Graham. Is that not accurate, Andrew?
Accurate.
And people, we were excited, man. We were gonna get to break out the Jimmy Graham jerseys again. Like, you know,
it would have what could have been, and still could be. I mean, I honestly have no idea what he'd look like on the field at this point. But yeah, I saw him make a play for the Packers this year.
He made a big play in that Seattle game. Huge play.
Yeah.
So, the other sort of NFL, the other sort of newsy item that isn't necessarily Saints related, but it sort of is the coronavirus. Look, we hope you're ready. Dave last week wore a mask to start the show, so we know Dave is completely ready for coronavirus. But professional teams, the NBA, sent out a memo to teams, hey, you need to prepare to play an empty stadium. You need to decide on, like, core staff that needs to be there, right? Because if the stadium's fucking empty, you don't need cheerleaders, you don't need vendors, you don't need the T-shirt cannon guy. And the NFL is starting to do that a little bit. And I'm not going to talk about if that's weird, because that would be, like, unprecedented in American sports history, right, Andrew? But I was just thinking, how fucking weird would that be for the players, and how would it affect the game quality? Because playing in an empty stadium in a game that matters would just be something that football players, they're not used to, right? It would be something we would be experiencing for the first time, and they would be experiencing.
Hold on. For the Falcons, it would be business as usual.
Well, they could just pump in the crowd noise.
To make it 28-3. Bryant knocks it through. Our Arthur Blank loving it. Up by 25.
I had to play it. Continue.
I mean, I think, yeah, if you're asking what teams would be most affected, I definitely think the Saints and maybe Seattle, you'd have to put them up there. But, you know, the Rams, the Falcons, you know, business as usual, I think, for those teams. And the Chargers, you know, it'd kind of be whatever for those teams. So, but no, I definitely think – man, we're in weird times. I mean, I know you guys don't follow tennis that closely, but it was just announced right before the podcast that Indian Wells is canceled. And Indian Wells is kind of what they call the fifth slam. It's the fifth biggest tournament. I mean, all the players are there, Djokovic, Federer, Nadal, they're all getting ready to play. All the top players playing it every year, and it's a big one. So for that to get canceled, it's kind of like, where do we go from here? And, you know, I think the NCAA tournament's going to be affected, NBA games potentially. You know, the hope is that, well, anyway, we don't need to get down that whole rabbit hole, but a lot of businesses, including my own, potentially severely affected by this. So
mine as well.
It's tough. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I mean, but here's the thing, Dave, you know,
Italy's been hit really hard with the coronavirus. So prayers up for Alex Anzalone's family.
Should I play that or is that inappropriate? But the thing with the coronavirus is I wonder if teams are going to be so hesitant to give up that revenue, right? Because if you cancel the games, you kind of refund the tickets, right? I wonder if fans are going to start making that decision for them, in a sense of like,
this is the football season is not starting until August. I mean, that is,
yeah,
we're talking 6 months away. This is, I am going to anticipate that all of this is going to have blown over threefold by the time the NFL comes around.
It better blow over by June. I'm more so worried about my trip.
I'm
to
more,
the National
more
Park.
Worried about Jazz Fest than I am worried about Saints games.
Oh well, South by Southwest is canceled in Coachella. Yeah, they're saying Coachella's about to get canceled. So I
Coachella, man, Fest. Those people are filled with disease as it is. Corona, they wouldn't even notice it.
Yeah, that's true.
Dirty
the
Wook
flu probably was already the coronavirus before they even knew what it was. So. Yeah. It's, you know, it's too bad, man, because we have this great text chain, and I wish Kevin was here because I remember we were talking about this on a text chain, and he had some amazing material that never made it onto this podcast, but I feel like I have to share it.
Share.
So we had this back and forth, and you were saying, like, we were talking about the coronavirus, and we said that, you know, Taysom Hill, you know, he's the cure. He's the antidote. If you could just get, if you drink a drop of his blood or a drop of his sweat, that's all you need and you're cured, you know, because he's so amazing and so awesome. And Kevin writes back, yeah, but there's one problem. He doesn't bleed. I just thought that was so amazing, and I wish that Kevin would have been on the show to deliver that, because some of his finest work.
Yeah, I feel like there's a 35-40% chance when the Saints finally announce Taysom Hill's extension, he'll be like, oh, and by the way, in my spare time, I created a vaccine.
Here's your antidote. Yeah.
You're welcome. The other thing that we completely fucking ignored last week, because we are a hardcore football podcast and people know that we take the analytics and the draft and that sort of thing very, very seriously, and I want to apologize. We totally forgot about the combine and did nothing on it, but today I felt like we needed to cover it. So I was thinking, being that we're all parents and fathers, Dave, if they had a dad combine of like events to prove how great a father you were, what kind of events would they have at the dad combine? I thought of two while I was at the airport.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Airport, that's a good place for testing your dad patience. I've got a few. One is a piggyback ride contest, like a marathon. You got to do like 26.2 miles, but with your kid on your back the whole time. Or you run the 40-yard dash with your kid on your back. The other one is which dad can last the longest when your kid is just asking you the same question over and over.
See that?
I was gonna say just have a kid go.
See, I was gonna say that would replace
like 5 minutes and see how long it takes for the dads to break.
See, I was gonna say that would replace the Wonderlic.
Before you turn around.
Like you have to do an activity. While your child, while a child is just peppering you with question after question after question, and if you can handle it and complete the task, then you pass that skill portion.
Yeah, can you tolerate a child without snapping?
Right, without threatening to turn the car around.
I also thought you put them in the airport and you tell people that your carousel has changed from carousel 3 to carousel 8, and you have to move from carousel 3 to carousel 8 and get your bags without your child ending up on the conveyor belt with the baggage.
I feel like the opening night of this dad combine, it should be all fun and games where they take you out, they give you a bunch of shots, and they get you trashed, and you think it's, oh, this is going to be amazing. It's so fun. Like, you have the best night out. You get home at 2 a.m., and then your alarm goes off at 5:30, and they're like, time to get up, time to change a diaper, you know, and just you're trying to deal with that hungover. That would be a good test, I think.
I would watch the dad combine if they put it on the NFL Network. I would be intrigued.
I would definitely – I didn't watch any of the actual combine, and I would totally watch the dad combine.
this is how our podcast has evolved over the years. Me and Andrew actually used to give a shit about the combine. Literally, the only thing Andrew texted me about the combine was Jordan Jefferson ran a 4.4. Now he's never going to drop to 24 for the Saints. Fuck. I think that was the exact text. Was it not, Andrew?
That was it, and that was pretty much the only thing. I still see on Twitter a lot of people are like, did the Saints interview this guy? Did they spend some time with this guy? And what I've learned over the years is that, man, half the guys they draft, they interview the guy, and they're like, hey, did you meet with the Saints? And they're like, nope, never interacted with any of them. And I just feel like, yeah, they have to interview so many guys, and it's like 100 guys. So they're going to talk to everyone, and even so, they may still draft a guy they don't talk to. So trying to make sense of that and trying to predict, you just get no clue into what they're thinking or what they're going to do based on that information. So chasing that down. And in fact, I feel like you see it being reported less and less because it's become clear that reporters don't give a shit about it because they've realized it means nothing. And they're like, I'm not going to spend a bunch of time and energy chasing this information down because it gives us nothing.
No, I think it's true. I mean, Dave, has your interest in the, I feel like my interest in the combine, I care more about the XFL than I care about the combine.
I'm watching the XFL right now, and that's longer than I watched the combine this year. So,
by the way, it felt great that my Houston Roughnecks won a game off of an officiating blunder. That was amazing.
Oh, wow.
They did.
Wow.
Did you guys see that? Did we talk about Kikaha retiring?
No, we didn't. Not enough. He didn't. He said he didn't retire. He just had a family situation.
Oh, he's back?
He'll be back like next year or eventually. But he didn't retire. So I guess technically Andrew is still winning the XFL situation.
Well, has your guy caught a pass?
No. But he's
literally the only thing he has to do is catch like a 3-yard out and you win at this point. And he still can't do that.
He's still catching checks.
Well, that might be enough.
So
I don't know. Kikaha forced a fumble before he pseudo retired. So I feel like Simi Cobbs has to at least catch a pass for you to win.
Yeah. So, before we get to the mailbag questions, which people didn't send in, we needed them tonight. We need your ridiculous questions during the off season. That's when we need listener participation the most. Okay, but before we get to that, there was one other coronavirus themed topic that I wanted to discuss, and this was a question that a person asked that we're going to answer later, but they asked their question and it made me think of something. And this is, if you had to be quarantined for a month, Dave, because you got the coronavirus, and you could only watch one Saints season over and over again, but it couldn't be 2009, which Saints season would you watch over and over again?
Oh, this is easy.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume we're all going to have the same answer, but I mean, I would think you'd want to watch 2006.
That is correct.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Wait, what? What the fuck?
I was lurking, Dave.
Oh, that's weird.
Wait, were you? I guess you weren't here when I told the podcast about your Taysom Hill not bleeding joke.
No, I wasn't.
I was talking about our text chain because I felt like you needed credit for that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway,
so
I mean,
you're a fine human being. I don't care what Dave says about you.
2006, you get the Gleason block punt, Drew's first year, Colson's first year, Streif's first year, Roman Harper's first year, Reggie Bush's first year.
You get the Gleason block.
Yeah, you get the block punt. You get the block punt in week three.
I was going to pick 2011, personally. I thought we'd all be in agreement on that. That was just the year where Jimmy Graham, Sproles broke the all-purpose record. I mean, the offense was dropping 50 on everyone, it felt like. And, I mean, that was the year they broke the record for most yards. So, That would be my pick just because offensively they were completely unstoppable.
You get an extra game with the 2006 season.
Yeah.
No, they had a bye. So there was no
extra game. Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right.
Kevin, what season, if you were quarantined for a month and you had to watch one Saints season over and over again, but you couldn't watch 2009, what would you pick?
Oh, I would take 2006.
Oh, wow.
See, I thought about
this. I'm outvoted here.
I'm going old school because 2011, 18 is just, the ending is just too painful. I thought about this past year because it was fun with Teddy Bridgewater playing, but I went old school 2000. You get 10-6. You get Aaron Brooks when he's warm and cuddly and new, and we don't hate him. You get Hakeem drops the ball, and you get a playoff loss that we were so euphoric after winning the first playoff game, we didn't even care. Like, so I think I'd go 2000. I think I'd go 2000. You get Hazlitt shenanigans of like fake punts with Fred McAfee. So I went 2000 old school.
I just knowing how that ends though, with Aaron Brooks and Jim Hazlitt. I could never look at them the same. Like, that would not be enjoyable for me at all compared to some of those Sean Payton years we just talked about. Hey, we got to read this question because my dad just asked it on the chat, on the YouTube chat, and this one is great. He says, are there any other Saints, former Saint free agents out there we need to worry about? That's good. That is rich.
I mean... I guess
who's out there that we could bring back besides Graham? Is there anyone else?
I guess maybe if they had like a catastrophe at corner and everybody exited and a couple of people caught the coronavirus, and Cincinnati, I think they're going to release B.W. Webb. They could bring him back.
Oh God,
that could be bad.
Yeah, that would be bad. Senio Kelemete, is he available?
No, Bryce Harris is always out there and for the and ready. Willing to collect a paycheck. That's about it.
I wish Mark Ingram was available. I know Dave does.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, as we get to these questions that people have asked, here's a really interesting question. If the NFL had to play games with no crowds because of coronavirus, would you attempt to sneak into the game?
I would think you'd get seen pretty easily if you're the only person in the fucking stadium.
Right. Right. Just there's one asshole up in the terrace. Can somebody go get him?
I don't understand that. If you're willing to go, like, and you sign a waiver that says you're going of your own free will, I guess they want to limit the spread of it. Never mind. I guess I answered my own question. Sorry, Kevin. Keep going.
No, I was just going to say, you know, you'd have to sneak down on the field and sort of disguise yourself as a random crew person or something. Like you couldn't be in the stands.
Here's a question from Alfredo, which I think is fantastic, and it led to my previous quarantine question, but I think we should all answer it. But Dave, I'll start with you. Which host would survive the longest in the mandatory 2-week quarantine of all of us?
Oh, me, because I could just – I could probably live months off of my candy, my assorted candy collection.
There's nothing the coronavirus can do to Dave's insides that his habits haven't already done.
I mean, I'm so addicted to Twitter. As long as I have an internet connection, I won't get bored. Like, I'll just up my Twitter time from 6 hours a day to 12, and it'll be fine. Like, Kevin, would you just?
You really are addicted. It's amazing. Like, I think I'm on Twitter. I think I'm on Twitter a lot, and then like, I'll get a tech. I'll like check.
Oh, did we lose Andrew?
Is Jude still there? Is he gone? Did we lose him? I think we lost him.
We lost Andrew with his new headset, and he warned me, though. He told my stupid crippled ass not to brag about the audio at the top of the show. Did he not, Dave? He told me. He told me not to, and I did it anyway. So
this
it's
is all
fault.
Your fault.
It's my fault. It's all my fault.
You flew too high, Icarus. You flew too high.
By the way, so the XFL released a statement regarding the Houston Roughnecks Seattle game. Seattle's this should not have ended. Should not have ended the way it did. The replay showed clearly that the knee. This must have been Bill Vinovich that was refereeing this game. Replay showed clearly that the knee of Houston's quarterback touched the field, rendering him down. And the fourth down play officially completed with approximately 2 seconds remaining on the clock, which turned the ball over to Seattle on downs. With a 9-point differential in the score, Seattle was denied an opportunity to tie the game.
Mm. Boom. The XFL.
At least they took accountability.
Wow. I mean, they did that, what, less than 24 hours later?
Yeah. Same day, yeah.
I mean, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Andrew, do you want to continue your thought before you faded into the black hole?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I don't even remember what I was saying.
Wasn't important.
No.
So that's interesting to me about the gambling portion of this is that as sports gambling becomes legal everywhere, do you think, Dave, that leagues like the NFL are going to have to be quicker to do this, or is the NFL always just going to give us the double fingers with bad officiating?
Yeah, they'll always give us the double fingers.
Oh, we have a...
They have no incentive to change.
Right, right.
Kevin, we have a wrestling question.
Nice.
Is the new wrestling league the – I don't know what that is, but is that going to challenge the WWE?
No. No. And it doesn't have to. So they're getting – oh, I think the last number I remember them getting, like, viewer-wise, they got 900,000 viewers on a Wednesday night.
That's pretty cool. That's XFL numbers now, though.
Right. And it's actually higher than what TNT was getting before that wrestling show came on. So that's why TNT was so happy to sign him to like a 3-year extension. It's like, oh, you've increased our viewership on a Wednesday night here, have more money. And they're already beating the WWE show that comes on Wednesday night in viewers and in the valuable demo. I don't know if it's 18 to 35 or 18 to 44 or not, but they routinely beat them in that. But they're never going to get the sort of money. They'll never have the sort of income flow and the sheer number of people on the roster to compete in that regard. But again, they don't have to. It's like you can have a small... It's like saying I'm gonna start a brewery and compete with Budweiser. Why? You don't have to. Like so many.
So you could get bought out by them.
Well, no. I mean, like the guy that owns AEW is the son of the Jaguars owner. I mean, they got more money than Vince McMahon. In theory, if that was the case, they could buy Vince out. But it's you can have your own like. Like Dave, if Gil Dan came to you and were like, "We want to buy your thing. We want to buy the your T-shirt empire," you know, in theory, they just could just write you a check and say, "All right, get out."
Okay.
Dave is like, "Please."
All right. Okay. We've already established Dave is prepared to sell out, but the point is that
if you're giving me a big check,
you don't have to be the top. The top dog in order to, you know, make money and have an audience.
Dave, how would you spend your days if you didn't have to run the T-shirt in for it? How would you spend your days of leisure?
Finally watch The Godfather.
I'd probably start another business, but I would like, you know, I don't know, pick up my kids at school in the afternoons, and yeah, I'd probably start some other business though.
No, I thought you were gonna just say I thought you were just gonna say I'm just gonna stuff my face with candy, and
get that doesn't sound healthy. That doesn't sound
sounds enjoyable.
Yeah, with all that money, you can just buy all the insulin shots you'd need.
Andrew, we have an actual football question. Somebody asked. What?
Football.
Football.
Connor asks, first free agent signing for the Saints on March 18th. Guard, receiver, or mystery player?
I'm going to go mystery player.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, I think one thing that's kind of underrated on this team, I mean, I definitely think guard and receiver are up there and they're important. But right now, corner is kind of a sneaky, unsettled, or I'll even just say defensive backfield with Von Bell and everything. I would say that's sneaky, unsettled. And, you know, the interesting thing about the NFL is that a lot of people have said that the fullback position is dying out, but rarely do we talk about the off linebacker being a position that's dying out. And the game is such now that you really need five and maybe six guys on the field that can cover at all times. And the Saints don't have that right now. I mean, they have Jenkins, they have Lattimore, they have Marcus Williams. They maybe have three. Patrick Robinson, maybe you give them four, but they need to add some guys. Cause the thing about it is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's a guy I missed there, but the thing is, if you don't have enough cover guys, the offense, like the skilled position guys, the quarterbacks, the rules, the offensive coordinators, they've just gotten too good. They will find that one guy that can't cover and they will burn him over and over again if you leave him out there. So I think, you know, the old saying that Sean Payton always drops, which is you can't have enough cover guys. I think that's something they're going to have to pay attention to.
Kevin, I think we just got nominee for question of the year or question of the first quarter of 2020. What NFL person could get coronavirus that would cause the national media to have breaking news and break into programming whenever it was discovered?
Have to be either Goodell or Tom Brady.
See?
I mean, really, really and truly, if any NFL player got it, that would be huge breaking news because they would love to run with that. It wouldn't even matter who it was. I was thinking about this earlier. I think the player who it would be most dangerous for him to have coronavirus is Drew Brees, because always licking his fingers, always touching his face, licking his fingers. He's going to spread that shit. Drew Brees is going to spread coronavirus like nobody's fucking business.
See, I was thinking when I saw this question, I was thinking, Andrew, I wasn't necessarily thinking
fingers,
player.
Touching the football.
I was thinking Bill Belichick, because he's in the danger area age-wise. I was thinking like a coach, because they're old. So I was thinking if Belichick got coronavirus, like the whole fucking world would stop. Not that we want anybody to get coronavirus, but if Bill Belichick got coronavirus, like the world would, like NBC would cover that shit nonstop, is what I'm saying. Like if Drew Brees got coronavirus, they'd be like, Drew Brees got coronavirus, and in other coronavirus news, blah 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 blah. But if Bill Belichick got that shit, oh my god.
Yeah, there'd probably be a round the clock health update. You know, how he's doing, how he's feeling today, what he had for lunch. We'd probably have to suffer through all that.
All right, gentlemen. This is going to wrap up the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Wait, you know who's the TV announcer on this XFL broadcast?
Who's that?
One of the two guys in the booth. Joey Galloway.
All right.
So, famous Saints killer.
Yeah. Got to wrap it up because the banana meter is flashing all sorts of warning lights. This is the new audio. So consider becoming a $10 patron. Get the Crew to Taysom Cup in April. We love you guys. For Andrew, for Dave, for Kevin, who busted in like Norm from Cheers. Thanks for joining us, Kevin. Everybody, until next week, the bar.